I'm just going to read a few things very quickly. I'll just finish with a couple of points, but quickly I'll read a couple of things from a book that's coming out in about next month. Got copies in this morning. And it's a book of aphorisms. I wrote one a couple of years ago, and I kind of accidentally wrote one last year. I had a bad year, and I haven't promised never to do it again. My favourite definition of the aphorism remains my little brother Stevens, who said it's somewhere between a poem and a complete waste of time, and I think I stand by that. And also, as I always say, there's no big international aphorism circuit in which you're ever going to be big on, so you have to use these occasions to see how they fly. So I'll read just half a dozen and a couple of poems. He spent his life paralysed by imaginary protocols. Whenever he saw someone reading a Bible, he would spoil it for them by whispering, "He dies in the end, you know." I'm always tempted to do the same to anyone I see consulting their diary. He liked to think of himself as a thorn in their side, but he was a much smaller man than he imagined himself and merely a pain in the arse. I can see exactly what not to do at the moment, no doubt through the usual process of elimination, I'll arrive at my favourite strategy of total paralysis. The male genitals are worn externally as evolution is in the process of expelling them from the body. Another million years and they'll be stored in a drawer. Everything is driven towards entropy, and yet everywhere aspires to the order still inscribed in it by our cosmic egg and falls into sphere, orbit, season, and pulse. But how sad to find yourself born into a universe founded on the principle of nostalgia.